Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Toyota Brookhaven services all makes and models. That could be why we were voted best service department the past 2 years. Come see why. Exit 40 Brookhaven or online at toyotabrookhaven.com. Great service, great savings. At Toyota Brookhaven, we deliver.
Welcome in, everybody. It's Monday morning, and we just streamed last night, but news broke, and I could not come talk to you about it. According to Ross Dellinger, after a Pete Golding tweet at about 1:30 in the morning, Trinidad Chambliss is going to return to Ole Miss pending his waiver. So glad you guys are here. Welcome into this special, very quick edition of the Rebel Report podcast. My name is Michael Borky. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, right here on YouTube as well. Leave a comment, like, hit the notification bell, all of that good stuff. So glad that you guys are here. And let's start with the news. So Pete Golding tweeted just a flag of Trinidad in the wee hours of the morning, which is his first non-shark tweet since he got the job. So the last time he tweeted anything other than a shark emoji was when he was the defensive coordinator at Alabama, and he was just doing elephant emojis. So clearly something happened that was significant, and he is definitely not a troll, especially not of his own fan base or his own team. That is not at all what he does publicly anyway. So something was significant there. Something happened there. And we learn now from Ross Dellinger was first on it. Also, Walker Jones and a couple others got in on the GIF action. But Ross Dellinger this morning, quarterback Trinidad Chambliss agreed to a new deal with Ole Miss, contingent on him having his eligibility waiver request granted. Sources tell Yahoo Sports. School officials are hoping this week for a resolution to the waiver seeking a sixth year. His dad told us he's, quote, confident. That is from Ross Dellinger. That means a few things, obviously. Number one, you return, presumably, again, assuming the waiver is granted, returning what is very clearly a high-level quarterback that is just continuing to get better every single week. He was really, really good when he took over for Austin Simmons and just has steadily improved as the season has gone on, and he just put out one of the greatest performances at the quarterback position, not only in the history of the school, but in the history of the college football playoff, considering stakes, opponent, the plays that he made, the poise, everything that comes with that. So you return a quarterback that not only is just awesome, but knows the system, even though Charlie Weiss Jr. is out and John David Baker is in, it's the same system. It fits him. He fits Ole Miss so well. So high quality quarterback. I mean, you can call him elite at this point with the way that he's played lately, and he stays at your school. That is a big, big deal. Number two, it fights off perception and a lot of different perception. It fights off the perception that, because there was so much conversation, right? There was so much, well, he's just going to follow Lane Kiffin. And when Lane leaves, he's bringing the quarterback and running back with him. He's bringing all the good players. And the only reason why Ole Miss was successful was because of Lane. And the second he goes, everything is going to – Ole Miss is just going to fall down into the gutter, and LSU is going to take whoever they want. And that was a talking point, right, especially from LSU people. But it fights off the perception that what Ole Miss has done is exclusively about Lane Kiffin and Lane Kiffin only. It fights off the perception that offensive players don't want to stay, because that was a perception too, that, well, Pete's the defensive coordinator, but you know, there you have this new offensive staff and there's going to be a lot of changes and all these guys are going to, it fights off that perception. It fights off national perception as well about your program. Your coach leaves, this offensive mastermind, whatever, leaves, and your quarterback, who's had a great year, has decided to stay and not follow him to the just different LSU. It fights off national perception about the status of your program, although I think this playoff run and how things have gone on, people are starting to wake up to the idea that Ole Miss is more than just the little Ole Miss that they are used to, right? That was a long time ago. Now that you are clearly seeing a change in the way Ole Miss operates and things like that. But now something like this, significant news like this, is waking people nationally up to the changes that have been made. Clearly, the operation, the allure of Ole Miss. It's not just about Lane Kiffin. And then, pending the waiver, you get clarity about the quarterback position. Because right now, if he doesn't get it, what are they doing at quarterback? Deuce Knight, everybody keeps talking about him returning to Mississippi, coming to Ole Miss. That would be a good pickup. He's supremely talented. He has one start, and it's against Mercer. And then you would still have to add another one, I think, in the transfer portal. So it would be kind of muddy, right? You don't have supreme confidence in what the quarterback room would look like had he not decided to do this, had he followed Lane to LSU and or not gotten his waiver. But if you retain Chambliss and also bring in Deuce Knight, you have to love your quarterback room in 2026. But there's the waiver question. We'll talk about that after I tell you quickly. The podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems, absms.com. That's the website. If you are a Mississippi business in the market for office technology, there you go, absms.com. Also, Priority One Bank, they make you their priority every single day with their online banking platform. It's a one-stop shop. All you need is an internet connection. You can do whatever it is that you need to do with your money, because that's what they do at Priority One Bank. They make you their priority. The waiver. I have no idea. I wish I knew. There are people around Ole Miss that are increasingly confident that they're going to be able to get it. And here's what an announcement like this does, by the way. Speaking of perception, the PR side of this, because now, despite what Pete Thamel tweeted last night, and now we know it was pathetically worded, with all due respect to Pete Thamel, he did a bad job framing that last night. From a PR perspective, the NCAA denying this guy's waiver would be problematic for a couple of reasons. Number one, you now know he's not chasing money, right? He's not just trying to get a waiver so he can put himself in the portal and get all these offers, and he's not just chasing money. He's wanting to stay where he is. And from a perception standpoint, I think that helps the public perception of Trinidad Chambliss and people wanting him to get another year. I think even though the last couple of weeks have not been great for Diego Pavia, a lot of the reason why people were fine with Pavia getting another year was this great quarterback staying at Vanderbilt. If Pavia were to try to get another year and then hit the portal and just make it a bidding war, I personally, I don't know about other people, I personally would not have liked that in the same way that I did him staying at Vanderbilt. This is that as well. You can have the, I'm not chasing money. I'm getting paid because everybody gets paid, but I'm not out here just trying to put my name in the portal and just take all these offers and make it a bidding war. I'm happy where I am. I want to stay where I am. That, for perception, favors Trinidad and Ole Miss in this. And also what this can do is this can prove damages. It can prove that if the NCAA denies this, you can then, with Tom Mars at the helm, take this to a judge or take it to court and say, look at what you are robbing of this individual if you do not approve his waiver. This is what you're robbing him of, literal money, like true, actual money. And you can prove damages. If this gets denied, I don't think the story is over, because very clearly you have judges that do not value the NCAA's rules, their eligibility. It doesn't stand up well in court. So now you've got a deal in place. Now you've got a really, it's a well-documented case with him being unhealthy, unable to play because of a health situation and not being granted a medical redshirt. You can find the right judge, the right district of whatever, and hear that case. And I'd be willing to bet if this goes to court, the NCAA would lose, because they lose all the time. So that's big for that as well. Even if his waiver gets denied, I don't think the story on Trinidad Chambliss would end there. Considering you've got Tom Mars and you've got more than Tom Mars working on this, you would be able to lawyer up, find the right court and say, hey, hold on a second. Here's the case. He was medically unable to play football. It falls under the NCAA redshirt medical hardship rules. They denied it, and now their denial is causing actual damage to the individual. It's happened before. I would really like the odds in the favor of the lawyers against the NCAA, considering you have a true medical situation going on here. So It's a massive deal because he's an elite quarterback. The branding and all that nationally that you're going to get around Trinidad all this offseason going into next year is going to be really, really significant. I mean, people like him. They like his story. They like his name. They like the flags. And also, they love watching him play. That guy is going to command so much attention, and he seems like the kind of young man that is able to compartmentalize that, that's going to be able to handle that as well. But the branding, the attention, the everything that your program's going to get this offseason, he's going to be at or near the top of every single preseason Heisman list. And oh, by the way, he's a great player, and he knows how to run this offense, and he will be attractive in the portal for other players to come join him. It fights off the perception that it's little Ole Miss, and the only reason why they won was because of Lane Kiffin. This is a big, big deal for many reasons, pending that waiver. But even if it gets denied, don't think the story is over quite yet. Thank you guys for tuning in. Like, subscribe, leave a comment, all that good stuff. I will talk to you live tomorrow night, although there's a chance that I'm doing another one of these later today as well. But I'll see you Tuesday night for sure live. Trinidad, pending the waiver, back at Ole Miss. A really big start to your week. And oh, by the way, you play in the semifinal on Thursday. See you soon.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.